This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And right now, we are going to go straight to a student center. Remember, I told you, Guti, there is an event that is currently taking place at the launch of Ignite 2030. So let's go to that side to see, Guti, what is currently happening.
It is my pleasure to invite the chairperson of council, Dr. Mosidi Magai, to address us. Dr. Magai, over to you. Thank you.
Good morning, Sanibonani, Dumelang, Huyemore. I'm trying. Colleagues, it's always honor and pleasure to be here. Students and employees, most of you, I don't regularly see you. And most of you are probably seeing me for the first time. My name is Mosidi Magai, the chairperson of the council. Program director, Dr. Likena. The interim vice chancellor, Prof. Songa. MUT senior management and executives, good morning. My colleagues from council, EXCO, good morning. Labour, chairman, Nehawi and Tenusa, I acknowledge you. SRC, I don't see them. Oh, my leadership. Good morning and you are acknowledged. And all our stakeholders, staff and students, you are all welcome and you are all acknowledged this morning. It is both an honor and a responsibility for me as the chairperson of Mangosuthu University of Technology to stand before you in support of management in launching this 5-year strategy. This council came in at an opportune time. We cannot blame anyone because we've crafted this strategy with management from the beginning. And therefore, it is our responsibility to ensure that this strategy gets to be implemented as it should. And we have proudly called it Ignite 2030. This strategy marks an important turning point for our university. It represents a renewed commitment to strengthening governance, restoring institutional stability, and shaping a clear and confident future for Mangosuthu University of Technology. As the council, we are entrusted under the Higher Education Act with the responsibility to ensure that the university is properly governed and guided by a credible, implementable, forward-looking strategy. And this is why we are all here today. Ignite 2030, therefore, serves not only as a management tool or document, but as a governance framework that will guide the council, management, staff, and students to collectively shape the future of this university. So it is not only a management document, it is our document. The development of this strategy took place during a very deep institutional reflection. We've gone through some turbulences, colleagues, but we are still standing. We had to reflect on the 2 decades of reviews that took place, and these reviews have identified some challenges relating to governance, leadership stability, and institutional performance. As the Council, we looked at these findings seriously and committed ourselves to a path of institutional renewal, one grounded on ethical leadership, strong governance, accountability, and long-term sustainability. Colleagues, Ignite 2030 also positions the university within proper national and global development agenda. It aligns our institutional priority with that of the National Development Plan, with that of the White Paper for Post-Education, School Education and Training, the CADAL Plan for Science, Technology and Innovation, and the SDG and African Union Agenda of 2063. Through this alignment, MUT reaffirms its commitment to advancing inclusive education, innovation-led development, and social equality. Colleagues, the Council has taken a stance that says we should move away from looking at MUT only as an institution for teaching and learning, but we should also start focusing into research. So it is very important for us to support this strategy as the Council and to make sure that there are clear performance indicators, risk management framework, and sound financial accountability in taking this university forward. As the Council, we will continue to exercise oversight and monitor progress to ensure that this strategy is implemented effectively and delivers measurable results. Equally important is the way in which this strategy was developed. It was very inclusive in terms of participation. We involved the staff, we involved the students, management, council members, and external partners. This is therefore the reason why I'm saying we cannot look at this strategy as if it is the council strategy or the management strategy. It is the strategy for all of us. Looking ahead, this strategy prepares this university for a rapidly changing future. Things are not going to be the same. Technology is moving very fast, and we need to keep up. It prioritizes digital transformation, innovation, sustainability, and institutional resilience. Those of you who attended the welcome of our interim VC and principal, Prof. Songa, they could hear from my statement that I'm talking about digital transformation very firmly. And I have committed that this council will ensure that as we account to DHET, as management accounts to council, this program requires the focus that it deserves, and we are going to pay attention to it. The name Ignite 2030 captures our ambition to spark institutional renewal, academic excellence, innovation, and a culture of accountability and performance. As the chairperson of the council, I want to ensure and assure the entire university community that council is fully committed to supporting the implementation of this strategy. And we are rallying behind management in ensuring that that is what is going to happen. This five-year plan will serve as a lighthouse for our institution, guiding through change and opportunity. When there is change, we shouldn't look at it as a negative thing, but we should also look at it as an opportunity. Council will continue to provide strong governance and will support management to deliver on these strategic objectives. Together, we must ensure that this strategy moves us from vision to implementation and to the delivery of what we are expected to do as the university. From planning to tangible outcomes that will benefit our students, community, and the broader society. The future of Mangosuthu University of Technology is not something that will simply happen. It is something that we must shape together and take ownership collectively. With unity of purpose, strong leadership, and shared commitment to excellence, we are confident that Ignite 2030 will position our university for a dynamic and impactful future. Here at Mangosuthu University of Technology, we do not wait for the future. We shape it and we own it. And today is the beginning of that journey. Thank you.
You're listening to MUT Radio.
Let's give
Shape
her
and own your
father. Round of applause. Again. Wow, we are led. Hey, we are led. Anybody who says something else, I don't know what to do with you, because we are led. If you have ever gone to a foreign country and you meet someone, one person somewhere who speaks your language, how does that feel? Very, very, very heartwarming. So the chair of council was speaking our language. My MUT, your MUT, isn't it? So we are really, really honored, Chair. Thank you very much for those inspiring words. And let's remember from Dr. Poso, strategy is biblical. DIPR, you understand. Strategy is biblical. After that inspiring opening and setting of the tone by our chair of council, I'm feeling generous. Where are our students? These are our students, am I right? Where are our students? Can I see you, please? Students, yes, yes, yes. You know that we have a new interim VC, don't you? I'm feeling generous. What's her name in full? What's our new VC's name in full? Quickly, don't want you to think or go somewhere else. Can I see hands? Don't look. Don't be on your phones. What is the name of our interim VC? Yes, you have the answer? Stand up. Tell us the name in full. Prof? Is it Rachiela or Rushiela, Prof? Prof Rachiela Songa. Come, I'm feeling generous. Because you know our VC. There you go. Well done. It's important to know your institution. I didn't think she was Rochelle. I was just tricking all of you. Okay, having spoken about Prof. Rochelle Songa, ladies and gentlemen, we now come to the central moment of the occasion. A university is shaped not only by its history, but also by the courage of its leadership to define the future with clarity, vision, and purpose. It is now my distinct honor to invite the interim VC and principal, Professor Rachiela Songa, to officially launch Ignite 2030 and address us on the strategic direction of MUT going forward. Prof, the stage is yours. Please stand up. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, colleagues. Please be seated. Thank you. Good morning, colleagues. I'm going to write on the chairperson's protocol. Colleagues, today is a day of celebration. It's a day of hope. It's a day of anticipation. And of course, a little bit of anxiety as well. Fyodor Dostoevsky states that, and I quote, "To live without hope is to cease to live," a close quote. It is with these words that I stand before you today. Ignite 2030 is premised on action and movement, and on the hope to succeed despite challenges. It provides a catalyst for movement and a new way of being, and it propels us forward. It is underpinned by values of excellence, service, engagement, and impact. It encourages us to be empathetic, whilst it behoves us to subscribe to the notions of ethical leadership, accountability, values-based performance. Our vision represents our philosophy and a new way of being. To be a leading university of technology, advancing transformational education, pioneering research and innovation, and inclusive development. It operates principally on the values of mastery, yearning for growth, mutual respect, and that is important, Ubuntu, that is also important, transparency, very important, and service, absolutely important. It compels us to reflect and embrace a new ethos of renewal. It can never be business as usual. Impact and excellence. The Vision 2030 impels us to focus on our core business of learning and teaching, research, innovation, and community engagement, whilst embedding technology throughout our business enterprise. And this has been alluded to by the chairperson of council. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, my strategic thrust or focus this morning is primarily on the academic project and its sustainability. After all, it is the reason we exist. First, our academic programs must be forward-looking. They must be relevant. They must be sustainable. Thus, we need to pay attention to our program qualification mix to ensure currency, impact, and sustainability. It is imperative that we introduce programs at master's and doctoral levels. Colleagues, I know there's a view, and that view is dying. Let it die a natural death, and quickly so. It doesn't mean because we are a university of technology, we must not introduce master's and doctoral programs. It doesn't mean because we are a university of technology, we must not embark on research, but I'll come to research. And it doesn't mean because we have master's and doctoral programs, we are going to do away with diplomas. So it is not an either or. It is how we integrate our PQM in such a way that we move from diplomas, because another reason we have diplomas, apart from the fact that we are a university of technology, is all because of access. So we move from diplomas up to our PhDs. Fortunately, our enrollment plan has made provision for the introduction of D programs and expansion of our master's programs. In terms of our enrollment plan, we will be offering our first doctoral programs in 2029 and adding more doctoral programs in 2030. These targets are important and must be achieved. Last week, when I joined MUT, I was thrust into my first EMC meeting. And in that meeting, I was pleased to see that preparations are already underway to ensure that we meet our targets of ensuring that we offer those programs in 2029 and 2023. Of course, there are other things that we need to do, but that's a conversation for another day. As we engage on these matters, we must understand and appreciate the connectedness. And I always say this, we must appreciate the connectedness of teaching and learning, research and innovation, and community engagement. Therefore, we must collaborate across the portfolios and not operate in silos. Moving to the next priority, research, innovation, and digital transformation. I am not going to talk in isolation about digital transformation, because we need to understand that digital transformation is going to permit our business enterprise, the way we do our business or conduct our business. Historically, universities of technologies focus primarily on teaching and learning. However, the higher education landscape has evolved, and research is a critical element of our core business, regardless of whether we are a university of technology or whether we are a traditional university or a university of research. I acknowledge the work that has been done in the research domain. However, I believe that we need to amplify our research endeavors, focus, and accelerate our research productivity. A quick glance at our performance reveals that, and we need to take note, that in 2022, we had 84.42 research output units. In 2023, we increased to 104.62 research output units. However, in 2024, we regressed a little bit and we produced 79.98 research output units. Therefore, I believe that we need to intensify our research endeavors, including, and most importantly, the support that we provide to our researchers. I have already started conversations with the Director of Research on additional initiatives, and my responsibility, Chairperson, is to ensure that I provide the support and the leadership in this regard. Therefore, I'm excited to announce that and appreciate and express my appreciation to the Chairperson of Council for making available 2 million to amplify our research endeavors. We shall use part of the monies to support first-time offers. And the director will identify staff who obtained their D's and M's in the past five years and work with them closely in harvesting articles from their thesis and dissertations. These are just some of the initiatives we are going to monitor closely, and we are going to be part of those research seminars and sit with those researchers, both emerging and established, and work with them and produce with them. Chairperson, I know that I'm taking advantage of you. However, please, if you can, make available an extra 108 million to assist us in appointing approximately postdoc research fellows over a period of 3 years. In this way, we will increase the number of our postdoc research fellows from the current 19 to 29. And I promise you that we will ensure that we monitor and track their productivity and their commitments to their productivity. And if they do not produce in light of those commitments, we will release them. Because the idea is to ensure that they help us to ignite the research agenda and the excitement about research. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to pursue excellence, I tell you. And we are going to be impactful. And we are going to be intentional. Currently, we have 12 NRF-rated researchers. And I know that sometimes people say, what do we need NRF-rated researchers for? And I always say that apart from the fact that their research is impactful, NRF-rated researchers bring dignity. They bring excellence to the research environment. And we are saying through our NRF-rated researchers, we are impactful, and here we are. We should be recognized, and we are recognized nationally and internationally by our peers. Therefore, we are going to support the initiatives that we provide to researchers who want in the next 2 or 3 years to be NRF-rated researchers. And professors must act as mentors, and deans and HODs must provide staff registered for postgraduate programs, and those researchers who want to be NRF-rated researchers, the support they need to succeed. We have three research niche areas, energy and environment, health and security, human and social settlements development. In my view, these are excellent research niche areas. Thank you very much, Dr. Mini. We need, therefore, to burn the fire under these niche research niche areas. We need to engage with the researchers who are located within these research niche areas. We need to understand their plans. We need to see how to support them. We need to help them to apply for grants, because it is through these research niche areas that we are going to be impactful. And it is through these niche areas we are going to ensure that we become part of the Times rankings. Thank you very much. These programs are multidisciplinary and SDG aligned. That's why I'm talking about rankings. And they contribute meaningfully to the upliftment of our society. We therefore must find ways to support them and sustain them. Ladies and gentlemen, some of you are sitting there and saying, okay, right, we shall see. And we are going to see. Eh? You can go to see. Check where Iwusu was before I got there as a vice chancellor. Check where it is now. It's because I said, we shall see. And that runner now. Ladies and gentlemen, I humble myself to you, especially our academics. Let's please go back to school. I repeat. Data reveals that under institutional support, we have 24 staff members who are holders of PhDs. I was pleasantly surprised. I thought, yay, this is interesting. Then we have academics, 67 of them have PhDs. In total, we have 91. It's not a bad start if we bend the fire. Then we have support staff who have masters, there are 51 of them. And then we have 135 staff members who are holders of master's degree. So we need to focus on them. And I know that when you support academics, when you create an enabling environment and your policy framework is in place, you don't need to do anything else. They will go to school and they'll obtain their degrees. And they have promised me, I know they have promised me that that's exactly what they are going to do. Now, under honors, maybe at the level of honors and postgraduate, but below masters, we have support staff. There are 38 who hold those qualifications, but we only have 8 academics who hold those qualifications. So our job is easy. We can work with them and ensure that they obtain their masters and they move up the ladder. So colleagues, with these stats, we are able to identify the different support systems that we need to ensure that our academics obtain their postgraduate qualifications. The introduction and expansion of postgraduate programs. Are important and we must be committed and focused. Remember, we said we want to enhance our PQM. We want to have masters and doctorals. And for us to achieve that, that's why ndicela ukuthi ndiyacela ukuthi siye esikolweni, so that we can then be able to offer those programs. So that is why I said from the get-go that the academic project is integrated. And therefore, we need to always bear that in mind. Although we have different portfolios of research and, for example, and teaching and learning, they are integrated and we must not compete, but we must work collaboratively. We need to refocus community engagement. There's a lot of work that we're doing in the communities. But now we need to start thinking of how we translate that work into our research. We need to see how the work we do with our communities inform our teaching and learning. And that is the best way we can be impactful also in those communities, because that research that we do, we can actually take it back to those communities and say to those communities, these are some of the things that we can do collaboratively to improve our communities. In the coming weeks, we'll be sharing activities drawn from the 100 Days Plan, which is now finalized. And we have agreed with MCOMS that every week we'll share with you information in terms of the activities scheduled for that week that are drawn from that 100 plan. My third priority, academic administration. I'm pleased to share with you that we've had a meeting already of how we automate our applications, our admissions, and our registrations. I think it was, you will correct me, DVC or Reg. It was Mr. Skosan, that's his surname. Was it Mr. Skosan? Sorry? Jijimba. Yes, he said to me, I assure you, IVC, that come next year, go January, we'll be online. He said that to me. And I said to him, if you do that, you are going to get an award. Because some of the things that we want to do is that when you do great work, we must recognize you. They started off chairperson by saying, Asina Mali, that No, we can only do it next day. That not him, others. And I said, there is no way. Now, that is the first thing that we are going to do. The second thing that we are going to do, we are going to automate marks handling. Chairperson and colleagues and our staff members, academics. I'm sure it happens here as well. 3 years down the line, you'll get an MR. 80 e-marks ka student butelis angezi be recorded. And we need to record them 3 years down the line go to Mr. Butelis a graduate. We do it. That has happened. Or another one. We graduate students who are not supposed to graduate. That's another one. So this automation, colleagues, is very important for our quality. And therefore, the next step will be to automate the marks. I saw the enabler on our system. And I'm going to request that the deans and the HODs to see whether our academics are using that enabler. Because then that's where you can capture AMA marks of the students on that enabler. So that is our second layer of marks. Then the last layer, which I hope will be next year, towards the end of next year, will be the automation of graduations. You get a ticket online to attend graduations. You produce the ticket to access the hall. And you tell, we are going to, now that, and I'm happy we have e-parents meeting, we'll tell them that moving forward, if of Mwanang he ticket, then you must know that your child has been lying to you that he's or she is graduating. You know, we have, I'm saying this because on many occasions, our students tell their parents they are going to graduate. Their parents attend the graduation ceremony and they are sitting there. And then we pick up that, hey, the student is not graduating. And already the parents have organized a feast the following day. And we need to go and tell them to say, I sicela uze sizo to talk to you and tell them that your child is not graduating. So part of the reason we want to automate is also to save our parents that pain that sometimes we expose them to. Therefore, that is the third priority. The fourth one is forging an engaging, inclusive, supportive environment for the above, for the academic project to succeed. I'm new, very new, but I've heard there's a tension between council and management. And I think, tension. And I say to myself, hey, it's because maybe this, our colleagues don't know. Hey, the council here is a decent council from what I've seen. Maybe I'll see it getting there. But for now, so, and I'm saying this because we need to build the trust. And I've asked the registrar that in the first quarter, when is it coming to an end? This month. In the second quarter, we must have a workshop between management and council. That is part of her performance agreement for this year. So that we begin to engage, we need to see and ensure that there is cohesion. We need to foster a culture of trust, transparency, and caring, and ubuntu. I always say kindness is free. We start off by saying, Sawubona. We start off by saying, I thank you. We start off by saying, some people get surprised when I say to people who are of my age or younger, Ndade or sister, or it's not because, it's not about age. It is about Ubuntu. That you recognize the next person is a human being. If we can, I know we have Ubuntu, but if we can enhance Ubuntu, it will solve most of our problems. Ubuntu is also about caring. I know we're under pressure, but if we respond to emails, maybe within 72 hours, that will help a long way in building that trust. There's nothing as bad as when your email is ignored. Or even when a person sees you, says no, doesn't say to you, I've seen it, I'll respond. So those are some of the things that I would like to see happening. I'm aware that there is a transformation budget in the VC's office, and I would like to sit with the SD to talk about what initiatives are we going to have for students. I'm very passionate about students and the initiatives that they drive. And I always say, they must drive their own initiatives and report to us. Yes, men's health, GBV, mental health, all those must be driven by the students for themselves, but then we support them because they, we also teach them to be responsible adults. The last one on students. We must ensure that our students participate in the entrepreneurial programs that are being offered nationally and internationally. With the faculties that we have, there is no reason that we are not shining. So we need Dr. Ngubane to make sure that we get ourselves around these initiatives. We help them run those initiatives in collaboration with student affairs. We need to be responsive and we need to make sure that we create an enabling environment for our students. The last one is infrastructure. I'm about to finish. On the 19th, while doing a walkabout in terms of the 100 days, we're going to, because there's a wide area to visit. We are going to start internally with our living and learning spaces and spend the whole afternoon. Let's wait, take us on that day. Spend the whole afternoon visiting our living and learning. I also need to have a sense of what is go, what living and learning spaces do we have for our students? I asked the DVC to provide me with grants that we have, and he did, then thank you. We have money for grants. And to the fact that we are not spending is a crime. We need to unlock that process of funds. And I know, you know, and I have the experience when previously where exactly what we did. We have, what I saw, we have grants for renovations. I want to see this hotel. I hear colleagues talking about this hotel, executive. I want to see this hotel. And there's money for renovations for that hotel. I saw it on the spreadsheet. There's student housing. And I agree, Chairperson, that if my memory serves me, well, that money was allocated in 2017. And it's 400 beds. Now it's how many years down the line? 9. So maybe you can only get about 80 beds. because of the fluctuations and all that. But half a loaf is better than no bread. So we need to ensure that as well. I also saw campus safety, but I didn't see a lot of money for campus safety. So we're going to ensure that for the coming cycle, we ensure that we get a lot of money for campus safety, just to make sure that we, you know, the CCTV, all that, we need to do that. Then I saw a lot of money, in my view, on boreholes. And I'm saying, we don't have water. What are we doing with this money? So, thankfully, the PR committee has given us marching orders to try to get people following processes, of course, that can help us for 2-3 years to unlock these grants and begin to implement on those grants before we lose the money, because they will take it very soon if we're not careful. So those are my 5 priorities, Chairperson, that include technology and, of course, teaching and learning, and, of course, the people that are going to drive those projects. I have no doubt that we'll work cohesively to achieve the same. And I ask that we embrace of a culture of service, caring, and taking pride in the work we do. Last week, I said that I am very proactive in responding. And I think that people who have seen that, I do respond on emails. And I have an open door policy where you can, if you have reason to come and raise a matter with me, whether you are a student or a member of staff, please feel free to do so. It doesn't mean you'll get what you want, but you'll get my ear. Our conversations per the 100 plan and beyond will further distill the implementation of these priorities as we reset our academic project in line with Vision 2030. I, on behalf of management, and in my capacity as an interim vice chancellor, I plead and seek the support of the MUT staff and community, the council, and our partners as we collectively shape and own the future. Ke a leboha.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shields and kicks in my bed, but I've come through. And I need to go home.
Just came down from that podium as our interim vice chancellor, Professor Rishiela Song, telling us about her goals, actually, or the goals of the university, the things she wants to be implemented. They spoke about ama grants amaningi that are available. Spoke about, you know, iHotel, because that is the one on that issue today, is also granted to fix that when it comes to the infrastructure part. And also spoke a lot about research. There's also about 2 million that is made available to amplify research endeavors. So right now we're going to go to that side as well and hear Wuti what is happening.
Closing.
She said, please, I implore for your support. Let's say you have our support. You have our support. My MUT hashtag. Hashtag my MUT. Thank you very much, Prof. That was more than inspiring. That was more than reassuring. And sincerely, we mean it. You have our support. Because in the front of us, at the heart of everything, we all have MUT at our hearts. It's about MUT. It's not about anybody else. It's about MUT. And we want to see MUT succeed. With that said, Prof echoed that those who do well must be rewarded. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Those who do well must be rewarded. And doing well starts with honoring what you are asked to do. If we say, please come here at 10 a.m., 9:30 for 10 a.m., and if you do so, we are going to reward you. There was Mr. Buthelezi, MN, NR in the morning, Mr. Ndlovu, and Mr. Ndluli, AN. Please come forward. Who are they? Buthelezi, NR. Who is that? Buthelezi. You were here early. Come. Are you Buthelezi? Ndluli has stood up. Who is Buthelezi? Stand up. I'm going to seek your IDs to check that indeed it's you. And then Ndlovu, Z-E, Ndlovu. Who are those? Can we see them, please? Please come forth. You said you are who? Eh? Ndlu, come. A-N, Ndluli. Who is Ndlovu? Buthelezi. N-R. NR. Oh, NB. I have NR. Is that a typo? Is that a typo? Is it the right Buthelezi? Huh? I see Ndlovu. I have Ndluli here. Please, let's do quickly. Huh? Ah, yeah. It's different from what I have here now. Okay. There's three people who were early, and they're going to be rewarded. Who are you? Tell you who's. Please. And then the third one is who? It's Buthelezi, it's Ndlovu, and Ndluli. Ndlovu? There's no Ndlovu here, but these people are already living our values. Remember, we have our MUT values, mutual respect. We ask something, you do it on time. Let's give them a big round of applause. They led by example. Thank you very much. You are going to get rewarded by Mrs. Mkize there. Mrs. Mkize? Okay. Yes. Or Mrs. Sishi. You want to see them getting something? They are definitely going to get. They're definitely going to get. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we move on, the Vice Chancellor, our interim Vice Chancellor, mentioned a number of very, very important things. One of them is that she's going to have a walkabout with her team to actually see for herself. What date did she say she's going to walk around? Yes? On the 19th of what? Please come forth. Thank you very much. We do have listeners. It's important to read. It's important to listen and really listen with intention. And then for this round, we have our new strategy, which we are unveiling today. And there are values that we said we are going to live by. I want somebody to tell me very elaborately our five values, not Markham's, not institutional advancement, and not DIPR. Remember, strategy is biblical. Your rewards are in heaven when you get there. So those ones, I exempt them. But I want to hear our values. There you go, our values. And you must, Ukaze, please give her the mic. I want her to tell us what our values are as MUT. Stand up, ma'am.
Number one, we have e-mastering.
Are you looking at her? No. You gave it away. She looked here. If you didn't look, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Mutual respect, ubuntu.
It's fine. Tell us our five values, ma'am.
Mutual respect, ubuntu.
Come again, and the way they are, the way they follow themselves logically. Yes. Say them.
My MUT.
Okay, yes, say.
Mastering.
Yes.
And yellow.
Huh?
Ubuntu.
Ubuntu.
Learning value for gold.
Learning what? I call now. So this
learning for gold.
Oh, yearning for growth. Okay.
Yearning for growth. Mutual respect. Ubuntu. Transparency.
Do we give it to her?
Yeah.
Transparency. Yes. Can come through. Well done. So we must know them. That is why deliberately it was something that you can easily remember. What is it in short? My. And we have a living values framework that we must live by. Prof, our interim VC did say that respect is one of them. And it's in our values. Mutual respect. I respect you, you respect me. What's your name?
Lulando.
Lulando. Are you a student or staff?
Student.
Well done, student. Well done, well done, well done. You have one of the biggest rewards for today. Let me give you this one. You and your loved one. Whoever that is, it can be me, will be treated to a breakfast for two at the Premier Hotel in Umhlanga. If you need transport to get there, talk to Mapule. She will organize transport for you. There you go.
Congratulations.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, back to the business of the day. Back to the business of the day. So you see, if you listen, if you try to take effort to know our strategy, to live our strategy, then there is rewards for that. We are going to be now taken into a short video clip. We know that strategy must speak not only through text, but also through identity, symbolism, and shared institutional expression. We will now view a short video clip introducing Ignite 2030. Together with a visual identity and supporting design elements that will accompany this strategic journey, I now invite you to turn your attention to the screen that will shortly show.
Mango Sutra University.
Let me sit down also.
Technology, we are rooted in humanity, driven by purpose, and actively shaping the future. Introducing Ignite 2030, from vision to delivery. We are stepping forward as a leading university of technology, advancing transformative education and driving inclusive development. Our identity reflects our journey, the bright spark of innovation, the strength found in collaboration, and a deep, enduring pride in our cultural roots. Our path forward is driven by five bold goals: future-fit learning, financial sustainability, digital and research transformation, strategic partnerships, and fostering a truly inclusive environment. We put our mission into action every day through innovative learning, applied research, producing entrepreneurial graduates, and forging collaborative partnerships. Everything we do is grounded in our core values: My MUT, mastery, yearning for growth, mutual respect, ubuntu, and transparency. The backbone of Ignite 2030 is supported by 8 strategic enablers. Through transformational leadership, robust governance, digital innovation, and environmental sustainability, we are building a foundation for lasting impact. By enhancing our campus infrastructure, expanding vital industry partnerships, and growing our global reach, Mangosuthu University of Technology is ready. Ignite 2030, from vision to delivery.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.